Welcome to the show. Friday morning, Evan Bray, great to have you here just ahead of a weekend. And, you know, I've talked about this on the show before. I had the good fortune over about 14 years to do the public address announcing at the Saskatchewan Rough Rider home games. Of course, I worked in the old Taylor Field. I wasn't in the new stadium. But I loved that job, and I loved the opportunity I had to work with the talented staff of the Saskatchewan Rough Riders. And one person that I worked with back in those days with the Riders has gone on to do a bunch of incredible things in the sports world and is now the Husky Athletics Chief Athletics Officer. Her name is Shannon Chin, and she joins me on the phone this morning to talk about an exciting thing happening in Saskatoon this weekend. Shannon, thanks so much for joining the show.
Thank you for having me. I'm so excited to reconnect with you.
I was going to say, those Rider days seem like yesterday in some ways, but man, time goes by quick, does it not?
Absolutely, and I've worked for a couple other pro teams since then doing game day direction. I'm not sure if I'm allowed to say that you're my favorite PA now.
Hey, well, yeah, I'll always take that. I'm going to mark it on the wall for sure. So, Football Day in Saskatchewan, happening in Saskatoon this weekend. I know our radio station, Ralco Radio, sponsoring the Huskies football game. So tell me where this idea came from.
You know, it started from us figuring out how to put more bums in seats and just trying to figure out, everyone comes to our games and they talk about how much fun they had and how great it was, and we have a huge crowd at home coming, and we just seem to taper off a little bit as time goes. The weather's beautiful still, so it's not that. So we were just trying to get a little bit of feedback as to what were the barriers to coming. And we were finding we were playing on Saturday afternoon, and Flag Football Jamboree was happening over at Gordie Howe. So there was 2,000 kids over there. When we were playing on Friday night, high school football was happening at the same time, so they couldn't come. So what my team and I did was we brainstormed to figure out how to remove those barriers and get everybody here instead so that everybody could participate together. We could have an enormous football day and culminate with our game at the end.
Well, I feel like you've thought of everything because it's a great lineup. I was on the website looking. So let's talk a bit about the schedule. What are the things that are happening throughout the day?
Well, we'll start right off at 9 a.m., and we're going to have flag football games. There'll be about 2,000 kids here during the day from 9 to 6 playing flag football. And then we'll have two Kinsmen tackle football games on Griffith Stadium from 9 to 11. And then at 1 o'clock, Co-op Rally Alley opens, so there'll be lots of fun in there, some music, some food and beverage.
I saw beer gardens.
Beer gardens, yeah, definitely. They open at 1 o'clock for all the parents that have been watching football all morning. Yeah. We're going to have a high school football game on Griffith at 1 o'clock. Then there's a women's Toon Squad flag football game at 3 o'clock. And then we kick off against the Alberta Golden Bears at 7.
Yeah, it's going to be an exciting day. And brilliant, I think, Shannon, you and the team, to try and find ways to incorporate, in this case, some of these young flag football players, because you and your career have seen how youth sports translates to youth sports that translates to professional sports. Am I right?
Oh, absolutely. I mean, that's Saskatoon Minor Football's slogan, right? From playground to pros. And we've got some that have come through Huskies that started at SMF that are now playing for the Riders and or elsewhere in the CFL. I was just meeting at the CFL office a couple weeks ago, and going into the weekend, they confirmed there was 181 youth sports players playing that weekend.
Wow. Yeah, it's impressive for sure. And it's got to be good for the players. Like, I'm thinking about your football team. I mean, the hype, the lead up to this is this is tailgating, really, is what it is. It's bringing people together, creating hype. It's got to get the players pumped up.
Absolutely. And one of our main athlete experience, and game day is part of that. It's classroom. It's all the services that we do around school and health and wellness and all of those things. But game day is important. And when we can fill a stadium and when we can create excitement and have fantastic fireworks shows, you know how much I love the fireworks with the Riders. The more that we can do that and create these environments for our athletes to play in, the better it is for their experience.
For sure. Well, you guys do a great job of the experience. In fact, I was at an event with President Peter Stoichev just before your homecoming game, and I know he was pumped about packing thousands of people, and you guys came close to 10,000, if I'm not mistaken.
Yeah, we were just shy. 2 years ago, we hit sellout over 10, And this year we ended up at 9551. So we were just shy, but I think maybe our ticket scanners were missed a couple. I'm going to go with that.
For sure. Is there a website where you've got the information for tomorrow laid out?
Yeah, you can find the best place to check is social. From our Husky Athletics social channel. Okay. But there is information on our Husky Athletics website as well. Saskatoon Minor Football social channels, Saskatoon High School Football, they're all over all that. The Husky Football social media, that's the best place, and everything's updated there. And you're going to see lots of coverage from the day as well, on both the Husky Football and the Husky Athletics and Saskatoon Minor Football social channels.
I can't help but think that there's a little extra incentive for the Husky Football Club this year with the Vanier Cup being in Regina. How good would Saskatoon feel being in Regina to represent our province and the West in the final?
I can't think of a better situation, and really excited for the opportunity to bring all of northern Saskatchewan down south. And I hear the Vanier Cup committee has a pretty spectacular chair, too. So
really yeah, that's right.
Yeah, to see what that group is going to put together. I'm sure it's going to be an awesome experience.
Yeah, for sure. Jody, my wife, is chair of that committee, and so she's excited, but I can only imagine the rivalry it's creating, the extra pressure between the Rams and the Huskies through the year.
And what a game it was a couple weeks ago.
Yeah.
You know, that Hardy Cup rematch. Our guys were still feeling a little sting from that game last year and got a pretty close win. Both teams are looking really good this year, going in 1-2. So that just, it really helps the promotion for Vanier Cup. And I'm hoping that the hype around these two teams in the province are really getting out to all of the community of Saskatchewan to want to be part of Vanier Cup this year, because what a phenomenal experience. And when you fill that venue for the game, we saw it in 2007 when we played at Rogers Centre before the Riders played, and Vanier Cup was the night before and that game was sold out. It was unbelievable.
Mm-hmm. Shannon Chin is my guest, Husky Athletics Chief Athletics Officer. I'd be remiss if I didn't check in on the other teams. I had the pleasure of being in Merlish-Belcher Arena last year when you were hosting the hockey, the Nationals. Wow, that was my first time in that arena. What an incredible facility that is.
Yeah, it's lots of fun. Our Canada West finals last year, where we beat Mount Royal, was pretty exciting. Three-game series. The glass may have come out due to our football team at one point from a lot of excitement behind the net when Mount Royal's goalie was there. And tonight is actually our men's hockey home opener against Mount Royal. We're going in ranked number one in Canada West. Mount Royal's ranked number two. So it's a Canada West rematch tonight at Merlis. We're raising the championship banner, and we have a large donor announcement that we're going to make tonight as well. So kicking off the weekend here in the rink and then rolling into football all day tomorrow.
What about other Husky sports? How's the basketball teams looking? How are things looking for the Huskies this year?
Well, I am sitting in our basketball practice gym right now. It's full of just about 100 grade 7 and 8 girls with a little Rider Foundation Girls Summit that we're doing. But Gage Grasick, our point guard, she opened the morning and welcomed them all to her home gym, and it was phenomenal. She had a phenomenal season. She was the U Sports Player of the Year for all across all sports, and our women's basketball team is I'm going to anticipate them going in ranked number one. They're just about their entire team is back. Our women's track team is going to be strong again. They are looking to get their 8th consecutive Canada West banner. Women's hockey just hit the road today. Our soccer teams are just in mid-season. Everything's looking good. Men's basketball won last night in their first, they're hosting their home tournament this weekend. They beat Waterloo last night in a barn burner. We've got a really young men's team that's looking really athletic. So, you know, it's exciting up here. There's lots of, every weekend there's an exciting game happening.
Good stuff. Shannon Chin with Husky Athletics. I'd be remiss. I want to come back to, you mentioned just very briefly in passing, you're part of a Rough Rider Foundation event today. Tell me what that is again.
Sure. It's the Rough Rider Foundation. We put together a little committee. They ran yesterday in Regina at the Field House. Today we're at Merlis Belcher Place. I think they had 100 grade 7 and 8 girls yesterday in Regina. We have about 80 here today. And it's just an opportunity to show these grade 7 and 8 girls opportunity in sport, teach them about leadership, teach them about wellness. They've done some yoga. They've done some strength training. I'm just about to hop on a panel right after this call to talk about different careers in sports. So Ariel Zare, the director of comms for the Riders, is up here. Some girls from the Valkyries are here. Our equipment manager for the Huskies is here. I'm going to talk about my role as the chief athletics officer, just talk about the different opportunities in sport. And then there's been, like I said, Gage Grassett kicked it off. Georgette Reed was here with her kicking it off. It's just a phenomenal get-together and just such opportunity to for these young girls to see some leadership and opportunity for women in sports. And I wish that I had the opportunity to see that when I was in grade
wow.
7.
Leadership, mentorship, great stuff, Shannon. I appreciate you joining. Tomorrow's going to be a great day. Look forward to hearing about the success of Football Day in Saskatchewan. Thanks so much for joining our program today.
Thank you, and thank you so much to Ralco for all of your support. It's been unbelievable. The other partner that we have is the Dakota Dunes Community Development Corporation, and without the two of you, you know, we couldn't do this as big and fantastic as we've been able to do, so thank you so much.
It's a great great day for sure. Shannon Chin, thank you so much for your time.
Thank you, Evan.
Husky Athletics Chief Athletics Officer Shannon Chin and Football Day in Saskatchewan. As you just heard, there's a full lineup. You can go on the Husky socials to check it out, but it literally starts at 9 in the morning. As you heard Shannon say, hundreds upon hundreds of flag football players will be on USAS grass fields playing flag football games. Kinsmen tackle football at Griffith Stadium. Kinsmen tackle football game at Griffith Stadium. Rally Alley is happening, which has got live music, food trucks, beer gardens, face painting, games, family-friendly activities. And that's going from noon until 7. And at 7 o'clock tomorrow night, the Husky football game, halftime fireworks. And again, our team here at Ralco Radio, very proud to be sponsors for the game. It's going to be a great day, and I encourage you to check it out. You're listening to 980 CJME and 650 CKOM.